I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Fallout does continue with staged anti-U.S. marches after the United States recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. At least one death is being blamed on the protests along the Gaza Strip. The 30-year-old Palestinian man Mahmoud El-Masri was killed by Israeli soldiers during clashes along the Israeli-Gaza border after Palestinians called for a day of rage. The Israeli military confirmed that it shot two people in southern Gaza, accusing them of being main instigators of violent riots. Israeli warplanes also targeted Hamas military targets in Gaza in response to a rocket fired from the area. The Palestinian Health Ministry said at least 15 people were injured in the strikes. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Wednesday that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and the United States plans to move its embassy there. Israel considers all of Jerusalem to be its capital. The Palestinians want the eastern part of Jerusalem for its capital of future independent states. Ukrainian police on Friday rearrested the former Georgian president, Mikhail Saakashvili, after he was freed from police custody earlier this week in dramatic fashion by his supporters. The arrest is the latest development of a long-running feud between him and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, who was his longtime patron once upon a time. He became a regional governor in Ukraine in 2015 at the invitation of President Poroshenko. However, there was a falling out between the two men. This is VOA News.